Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting third, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Terry Pohl. Batting second, the center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Danny Heap. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting seventh, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Sutton. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Sutton. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Wilson reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Reynolds applying the tag. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a fly ball into right field. Pohl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Heap reaches second base with a double. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Garner reaches second base with a double. Heap scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Garner trying to get to home. Foster throws the ball into Stearns, who tags Garner, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardenhire. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Gardenhire steals second. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardenhire scores. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton strikes out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-1 in the game. Poll hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Poll reaches second base with a double. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Poll scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bachman fields it and throws to second for the out. Cruz moves to third. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Garner moves to third. It's 3-1, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Poll moves to second. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Poll scores. It's 4-1, Astros. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ed Lynch now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Garner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster, who is chasing the ball. Garner reaches third base with a triple. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garner tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Knight. Brooks moves to third. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Poll hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. Knight strikes out. Stearns drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Knight out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Lokes now playing center field. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heap moves to second. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank LaCourte now pitching. Denny Walling now playing first base. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.